for the Drug Truth Network. It's the 420 Drug War News.
Well, I just returned from Washington, D.C., where I attended the Students for Sensible Drug Policy International Conference. We have with us online now the director of SSDP, Mr. Chris Crane. What's your summation, looking back a couple of days now at that conference?
Well, I think it was a terrific success. You know, this was the largest conference that we've had in SSDP's eight-year history. We had about 350 people at this conference at Georgetown University Law Center. About 270 or so of them were students, and they came from over 70 universities from across the United States and Canada. There was a tremendous event. You know, we had a Congressional Lobby Day on Friday where Dennis Kucinich showed up to give a little bit of a pep talk, and then they met with representatives on Capitol Hill. They had about 88 different Hill meetings, secured some new co-sponsors for the RISE Act next year. And then the conference itself was just a terrific success. Heard from great speakers like Bill Press from CNN and MSNBC, Clarence Page from the Chicago Tribune, famed criminal defense lawyer Billy Murphy, and then, of course, you know, Ethan Nadelman, Steph Scheer, Alan St. Pierre, really just about every big name in drug policy reform.
Exactly, and several of the breakout sessions really caught my attention. The one on psychedelics with Rick Doblin and the others, and talking about the fundamental humanity of some of these drugs, how they help us in coping and sometimes even in succeeding in life.
That's right. I think there was some great discussion about that on the psychedelic research panel, which was with, as you mentioned, Rick Doblin, Matt Atwood, who is a former SSDP board chair, and Richard Wolf, who was very active in the Supreme Court case last year that legalized the use of ayahuasca as a religious sacrament. And so they talked, yeah, that panel particularly talked about, you know, psychedelics in religious use. And I know Rick went into quite a bit of detail about some of the emerging research that's being done on psychedelics, particularly on MDMA, as a tool in psychotherapy.
Well, I wanted you to come on a bit early this week and tell the folks that we'll be discussing it in more detail on the Cultural Baggage Show. Tell them where they can learn more about SSDP and the work you guys do.
Well, you can find out all about SSDP on our website. It's schoolsnotprisons.com. And we're going to get a bunch of pictures and some audio from the conference. All that should be up later this week, by early next week at the absolute latest. It is Thanksgiving week, so we're going to be a little slower getting some of that up. But you can find out all about the organization, hear clips from the conference, see pictures from the conference, and find out how you can get involved right at schoolsnotprisons.com.
Chris Crane will be live this week on Cultural Baggage. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.